Well, good morning. It's 844 at WFIR. Three words many never thought they would never hear. Roanoke College football. It returns officially in 2025 when the Maroons become a member of the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. But there are going to be games played this year. Joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Romano and me live in studio this morning is the head coach at Roanoke College. It is Brian Steinspring. Coach, good to see you, man. We appreciate you coming by.
Great to see you guys. Good way to start a Friday morning here.
Good way to start a Friday, Coach. And here you go. You're a year and a half ahead of the first Roanoke College football game that counts. You already told us off air you are busy. What's keeping you busy right now?
Well, there's a lot of hats that go along with what we're doing right now, and many times I wear them all before lunch. And we're still recruiting. We're already moving into the next year class as well. We're still hiring staff members. We're still fundraising. There's a lot. Those are probably the top three things that we continue to do every single day in some capacity or another. And we're still devising how we're going to do things, how our travel's going to look, how our home game's going to look. And everything is new. And you start just determining what your schedule is going to look like. How's our practice going to evolve, especially this coming year? And there's no book out there for you. I have 1,000 playbooks. I have 1,000 schedules over the course of my career, and none of them are applicable to what we're doing right now. So we kind of – and that's exciting as well, because we get a chance to sit back and say, how would we like to do it? How do we think this thing should go? And it takes some trial and error and a lot of discussions, and we're getting to a place we're really comfortable right now.
You think Brian, sort of creating a legacy there and a institutional memory too?
That's extremely accurate. You know, I go back to Blacksburg and I go into the stadium and have such tremendous pride about what's taking place in Blacksburg, and to know that I was there for 25 years and to see what that looks like. I go back to JMU where I went to school and coached, and I see the national championship plaque. I take great pride in that part of it. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a point in time in my life where I'm coming up 81. I'm going to pull into off exit 140, and I'm going to pull into Roanoke College, and I'm going to take a good look at that first team pitcher and see what's going on there, because I know what it's capable of. And the legacy that we leave there is going to be really important to me.
We're talking with the head football coach at Roanoke College, Brian Steinspring. I'm wondering if you've been in touch with any other D3 coaches or ODAC coaches, Brian, about how they have you gotten any information from some of those guys?
Absolutely, and really dating back to when we're going through the feasibility part of this, there's so many guys I could sit here. I could take up our whole time thinking some people. Thinking people that not only were Division III coaches, but also people that had actually started programs. Brad Lambert at UNC Charlotte, Bobby Wilder at ODU, even Christopher Newport. They were very helpful, extremely helpful to me, and continue to be so. And so their information, their background, their knowledge, especially the ones that were starting it up. It doesn't really matter the level. Just the startup is a startup. And so Bobby was very helpful to me. The administration at ODU was helpful to us. But this is different because we basically started January 10th. And most times you don't play for maybe 1 or 2 years from there. And we're actually playing this coming fall. So now you have to get a team. And there was a time we had 5 guys. And I'm like, oh. And then when we finally got to, you get to 11, you get to 22, and you're saying, well, are we going to have enough? Are we going to get to that point? And I always knew that we would, but you still got to get there. And we're there. Now, if we started the season tomorrow, if our high school players were here and all that, we're looking to have right at 60 in the first year.
So. Is that what you're allowed to have, 60?
We could have eventually we will cap out at 100. We won't get there to this year. We will not do that. we will save space for the next recruiting class and the next recruiting class. But to get to 60 right now, and I believe with almost 100% belief that we'll have right at 60 on our coming into camp on August the 15th.
And you, Brian, you were always sort of known as a master recruiter in the Commonwealth with Tech. What's different about recruiting at D3? Because there's no athletic scholarships. So how does that work? I mean, what's your sales pitch for kids to come who maybe were pretty good in high school football, but they're not going to make it, they're not going to get a scholarship? What's your sales pitch to get them to come to Roanoke College?
Well, I think you already alluded to it. How many times do you get a chance to come to a place and start a program, be the first ones to do it? And that's really been a big part of it. You set the culture. You set the temperature for the program. You will leave a legacy. You will be the ones that you come back years from now, and you come back to Roanoke College. You can take the pride in what's taking place at Roanoke College. So that's been a big part of it. And really, you have to be careful, because in this day and age, and I have four children, and they're all the same too, so I'm not calling out anybody else. But if you're not on TikTok, and you're not on Snapchat, and you're not on Instagram, you're not real.
Are you doing TikTok?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Facebook, really, I'm old enough where that started it all off. But I get to Twitter and every now and then Instagram. But that's about as far as I go. But so they have to be able to see things. We couldn't show them our locker room is being done right now, though. Our athletic performance center. Our uniforms weren't there when you have an official visit. Young people like to come put the uniforms on. So they had to believe in the vision that we're presenting to Roanoke College and the very reasons that we're here. And they had to see it. And I give credit to the guys that are on the staff. That they were phenomenal. Mike Giannacola, Mitch Ferrick, Darren Venable, Tony Spradlin. Those guys did a fantastic job.
All right, 8:51, we're visiting with Roanoke College head football coach Brian Steinspring. And Coach, you touched on it just a few minutes ago. You spent 25 or so years at Tech as a coach at Virginia Tech under Frank Beamer, offensive coordinator and other assignments. And, man, you saw some pretty good players come through there like Michael Vick. So, Coach Steinspring, how do you draw from that time at Virginia Tech with Coach Beamer? How's that going to shape you as a head coach?
I was asked when I went to James Madison. I had a guy come up to me as a sports information director. He walked up and he said, "What's it like being on the field without Coach Beamer?" I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." He said, "Well, you're 25 years, and this is the first year you've been on a football field 25 years without Coach Beamer." And I said, "That's not accurate. I'll never step on a football field without him being there in some capacity." And he was there for my introduction to as a head football coach. So there's lessons that I've learned from him that I will continue to – that will carry over to Roanoke College – and how we move forward. So, there's so many attributes that Coach Beamer has taught me about being a coach. Even on my last day at Virginia Tech, when I went to tell him I got a job at JMU, and that was important that we all landed when we all were in good position. And right before I was walking out the door, he said, "I got some advice for you." And I stopped. I turned around. He said, "Hey, listen, we didn't always do it the best way. And I'm like, yeah, we did. He said, "Now, when you move forward, always be open to how somebody else does things." And really and truthfully, it may have been, in the top 10 of advice he gave me in my career. Because without that little bit, I could have gone in, "Well, this is how we did it. This is the way you do it." And he was right. There's always things that you look at when you go to other schools and you see how they do things. There's something that may be a little different. You could go in, that's not right, and maybe it is. So I really value everything that I learned at Virginia Tech, and I really value Coach Beamer and Bud and I continue to talk and got her and work through things. And I was up in Brent and I sat down and bang ideas back and forth. So it's still very much part of who I am, even to this day. Always will be.
Nice to have Coach Beamer at your press conference in November.
It was outstanding. if you were there.
I was there, yeah.
I tried to say something about him and for him being there. You know, I think we all think about Coach Beamer, the football coach. That's just a part of it. The real greatness to him is the person. And there's a reason people didn't leave. We love Virginia Tech, but we love the guy that we were working for. And our goal was don't ever let him down. And that whole mindset, you got up early and you went to work and you did your job and you just followed the lead. But we all just talk about coaches is what he's done on the field. You have no idea what he did off the field. And I remember we lost to Cincinnati early, 1995. We started off 0-2, and we lost an ugly football game to an okay Cincinnati team, 14-0, something like that, in Lane Stadium. And Billy Height and I were coming into the building the next day. And I said, Billy, Coach Beamer is going to be hot. And Billy, who never minces words ever, said, if he don't fire us by 11:10, I'm going to be completely shocked. And that's not what I wanted to hear. I just had a child. I'm like, okay, here we go. And we walked into that staff meeting, and what he did is how he approached us is we got a great football team. Find out what we're doing well. Get rid of the things we're not able to do. This team wants to win. And his whole approach to it, when he broke the staff meeting, we sprinted out the door and got to work. And long story short, we had Ray Lewis and number 5 Miami Hurricanes coming into Lane Stadium on that Saturday, and we're 0-2, and we beat them for the first time. And then we proceeded to win 10 more. We won 10 straight games, Sugar Bowl champions. And it was all about the leadership.
Good lessons, huh?
Great lessons.
Before we run out of time, we're talking to Brian Steinspring, the head football coach at Roanoke College. You are going to play some games this fall, Brian. Talk about that briefly, and will some of them be at Salem Stadium where people can come watch?
Absolutely. We're going to have 3 games at home. We'll have 2 away. And everything's by design. We'll play a week, and we'll basically have an off week. And that allows us to go back and reteach, relearn, and develop. This is a development season. It's not anything else to that. That's how we've approached it. We'll lift more during the season. We may condition more, but we'll play a week. We'll take a week off. We'll continue to practice. We'll lift. Then we'll do a game week again. Then we'll have a week off, and then we'll do the same thing. Get back to the weight room. Get back into the film study room. And we got to get a young group and make them a little older and a little wiser. And so that's really a big part of it. But we will have 3 home games. We start off with Hampton Sydney at home, and then we'll move forward into our schedule. The teams that we play in the ODOT will be basically their JV team, which people say, what does that mean? Do they got JV teams? It just means we're not going to play juniors and seniors. We're going to play guys pretty much in our wheelhouse in terms of age. So we wanted to play away games. There's mm-hmm. the logistics of that. Who's got the footballs? Who got the bus? How do we travel? What does it look like when we get there? And we want it all mapped out now. I don't want to come in 2025 and say we needed to do this better. We should have been better presented here. How's it work between who's on the field, the communication between coaches on the sideline, coaches in the box, how we do things. So everything's by design for us. And I think it's a critical year in terms of how we do things. I say it all the time, you know, they haven't traveled since 1942, and there's nobody over there to know what that looks like. Yeah. So we got to figure this out.
All right, sounds good. Coach Brian Steinspring, we're going to have to leave it there, but everyone's looking forward to Roanoke College football, including Clark, our alum there. And thanks for joining us, and let's get you back in here before the beginning of the season.
I look forward to it. I appreciate you having us, and then I appreciate you talking about Roanoke College football. It means the world to us. It's a great asset here in the Roanoke Valley to have people like you and doing the jobs that you do, because it benefits us a great deal.
All right. Thanks, Coach.